Armadoxy for today. The irony of the cross and independence. Between two feasts celebrating the cross of Christ is the anniversary of the independence of Armenia. Last Sunday was the feast of the exaltation of the Holy Cross, and next Sunday is the feast of the Holy Cross of Varak. Armenia is a landlocked country. It is surrounded by hostile neighbors, some of which openly proclaim their desire to do away with the country of Armenia and its people. For the size of the country and its population, Armenia has a well-organized diaspora. Nevertheless, its population is small, with less than 3 million in the country. While Armenia may not have military power nor military strategy, it has survived against all the odds, peril, barbarism, exile, massacres, even genocide. Its survival strategy is rooted in the cross. If anyone desires to come after me, says Jesus, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me. The cross is a symbol of sacrifice. In the message of the cross, you understand that you are loved by God, so much so that God continually blesses you. Struggle is a part of life, and therefore the cross is the symbol of a fulfilling life. Your Christian identity carries with it responsibilities that are predicated on sacrifice. Life lived for others is the most fulfilling life because ego has been placed in check. While ego is out of the way, God has room to work. With God's help, you can conquer all of your difficulties and the challenges before you. God will not let you down. If God is for us, who can be against us, writes St. Paul. A Christian who has put on Christ cannot say no to difficulties. Ironically, in the scope of independence, a Christian has no other choice but to help the oppressed, the sick, and the troubled. Herein, the Christian understands true independence in service to others. Military strategies may be classified as top secret, but I share this survival strategy because it was never meant to be a secret. Just the opposite, it was meant to be evangelized, that is, spread. We pray today a book from the Book of Hours of the Armenian Church. Christ, protector and guardian of the faithful, protect and deliver us under the shadow of your holy and precious cross in peace. Deliver us from enemies both visible as well as invisible, and we will glorify you with the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and always to the end of the ages. Amen.
Apostle.net, apostolic evangelism for an electronic and expanding universe.